I'm Antonia Gonzalez with National Native News. In today's headlines, a teacher convicted of sexually abusing Hopi boys is denied parole, and a Native person is wearing the crown as Miss Rodeo North Dakota. These stories and more today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Tribes are among those expressing condolences to the family of 37-year-old Alex Peretti, who was fatally shot over the weekend by federal agents in Minneapolis. Tribes are also raising concerns for their citizens in the Twin Cities as the Trump administration's immigration actions continue in Minnesota. In a statement, the Mille Lacs Band offered condolences and said it's standing in solidarity with its band members and other Minneapolis residents. Tribal leaders are urging their members to carry tribal IDs and report any ICE interactions to the tribe as leaders meet with federal, state, and local officials. The Spirit Lake Nation, Crow Creek Sioux Tribe, Sisseton Wahpeton Oyate, Rosebud Sioux Tribe, and Standing Rock Sioux Tribe issued a joint statement expressing condolences and said they stand in solidarity with Minnesota communities. The tribes say recent federal actions in Minnesota include the taking of a Sisseton Wahpeton Oyate member, but they did not provide additional information. The tribes say leaders are in contact with federal agencies, and they're urging tribal citizens to prioritize safety. A teacher who was convicted of sexually abusing Hopi boys for nearly a decade was recently denied parole after the tribe and the U.S. Attorney for Arizona sent a letter opposing his release. KJZZ's Gabriel Pietrazio reports. For the first time in 40 years, a Native person is wearing the crown of Miss Rodeo North Dakota. Brian Bull of Buffalo's Fire has the story. And I'm Antonia Gonzalez.